Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to my Wednesday weekly meal plan episode. If you haven't tuned into this before, each week on Wednesdays I share the meal plan for my family for the upcoming week, just to kind of maybe give you some motivation or some ideas for some things you might want to include in your meal plan each week, because I think meal planning is really important and it just saves a lot of time and money and wastes less food, and there's just so many benefits that I found from meal planning. So each week I share with you what my family will be making for the upcoming week, and I also do post the recipes for any meals that do have an actual recipe link that can be found online. I post those on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. So you can find them there if you're interested in looking at any of these exact recipes, like if you want to make sure you're finding the exact one that I'm referring to in the episode. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, September 24th. So for Saturday, we're doing chicken cutlets and baked feta pasta. For the chicken cutlets, I don't really have a recipe to share. I just take chicken and slice them, like slice the breast in half or in thirds, depending on how thick they are. And then I just dip them in egg and breadcrumb and fry them up. And then for the side dish for baked feta pasta, that recipe can be found at feelgoodfoodie.net. And again, like I said, all of these links will be on my website on the blog post for the current week. But this is a new recipe that I made a few weeks ago, and everybody really liked it. And it was really super, super easy to make. You basically take a block of feta cheese and you put it in a baking dish with, I think, some olive oil and then cherry tomatoes. And you bake that in the oven. And while you're baking that, you cook up the pasta on the stove. And when the cheese is done baking and the tomatoes are cooked, you just toss the pasta into the melted feta cheese with the tomatoes, and it came out really good. So we're gonna do that to go with the chicken cutlets. And I figured it was a good match because the one bakes in the oven and the one's on the stovetop. So that is for Saturday. For Sunday, I'm trying a new recipe, which is Instant Pot Chicken and Broccoli. It says it takes only 5 minutes to prepare, so we'll see. But this recipe can be found on littlesunnykitchen.com. And it's, you know, like your typical Chinese restaurant style type ingredients. You know, it has like the broccoli, the chicken, ginger, soy sauce, sesame oil, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to give this a try and hopefully it will come out good. I've never actually been successful at making a recipe that came out even remotely close to how it tastes when you get it from the Chinese restaurant. But anyway, we'll see if this is a good recipe for my family. So that is for Sunday. Sorry, I'm just thinking out loud because as I'm looking at it, I'm like, I need to make some rice to go with that. So I'm just updating my meal plan to add some rice because everyone's going to want to have like white rice on the side with that chicken and broccoli. So I'll also do white rice with that. For Monday, we are doing steak. We do steak once a month on Monday. I forgot to mention earlier, but just if it helps you out, how I do my meal planning is I do a rotation. So it's just kind of a lot of my meal plan builds itself automatically. Like for example, this Monday we're having ribeye steak. We do that every 4 weeks on Monday. So as soon as I make it this week, I'll go ahead in my meal plan 4 weeks from now and I put it on the meal plan. I kind of do that for my Monday through Thursday meals, and then the other ones I just kind of pick random things that we eat and stick them in there. But at least my Monday through Thursday pretty much go on a rotating basis, so I don't have to put too much work into getting the bulk of the meal plan together. So for the ribeye steak, I just marinate it in some red wine vinegar and olive oil and put the McCormick, what is it just, I think it's just called McCormick, oh, Montreal steak seasoning, and just let it marinate. And then I'll either throw it on the grill or stick it under the broiler, depending on the weather. And then as a side, we're going to do, it's called broccoli pasta side dish, and that's from tasteofhome.com. And basically, you just saute up some fresh broccoli in like olive oil and garlic. I just use garlic powder, but the recipe does call for fresh garlic. And then you cook the pasta, and then you basically just kind of mix it together with the cooked broccoli. So I was trying to avoid my dog starting to bark. Hopefully they'll stop, or I'm going to have to go somewhere else. Someone just started walking by, and I'm trying to do this up in the main area of my house because I never have a quiet place to go record. And I thought the dogs were going to be quiet, but of course they're not. Anyhow, so that was for Monday. So we're going to do the ribeye steak and the broccoli pasta side dish. For Tuesday, we're going to do tacos. So I do a Mexican theme meal every Tuesday. I have several recipes now that I'm rotating on that night, but this night happens to be tacos. So that is going to be just basic tacos. I don't have a recipe to share for that. I just cook up some ground chicken is what I've been using. And then I just season it with some seasoned salt and some chili powder. I don't even actually buy the taco seasoning. My family likes it, so that's what we've been doing. And then, you know, I just put out some hard shells, some soft shells, some cheese, sour cream, avocado, lettuce, tomato, you know, whatever toppings you like. So that is for this Tuesday. For Wednesday, I'm going to be doing fried flounder, similar to how I do the chicken. I'm just going to dip it in egg and breadcrumb and fry it up. And then I will be doing cauliflower au gratin on the side, which is from allrecipes.com. I made this a few weeks ago. I've made it before, but I hadn't made it in a while. But everybody in my house really seems to like this. My daughter actually asked to bring the leftovers for lunch for school. So I was like, okay, I guess I better make this more often because everybody really likes this side dish. So the cauliflower au gratin, I forget if I mentioned already, but that's from allrecipes.com. And then I'm also going to be doing crispy air-fried sweet potato wedges, which is from cookinglight.com. And this, you basically just take sweet potatoes, cut it into wedges, coat it with a little bit of oil and seasonings, and you cook them up in the air fryer. So that'll be a pretty easy meal. For Thursday, we always either do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner because I go food shopping that night. And it just makes it a little bit easier to make a little bit of a quicker meal. Although this meal, I'm not sure if it's going to be so quick, but it seems like the prep will be quick. It'll just have to simmer for a little while. I usually do an Instant Pot type soup or a crock pot soup, but my daughter found this recipe on Pinterest and wanted me to try it out. So I am going to try this on our soup night. So it's stuffed pepper soup, and it's from tasteofhome.com. And this one is made on the stovetop. And then depending on how filling the soup seems like it'll be, I may or may not make grilled cheese sandwiches. I usually always plan to make grilled cheese sandwiches to go with the soup, but sometimes I'm either too lazy or the soup's really filling and nobody really feels like they need grilled cheese to go with it. So I may or may not make grilled cheese sandwiches to go with that meal. And then the last meal on this week's meal plan is on Friday, September 30th, and I will be making beef with peas, which is from budgetbites.com. It's budget, B-Y-T-E-S.com. And this is a recipe where you cook up ground beef and potatoes and peas. And it has like other ingredients too in it, like ginger and curry and garlic and things like that. And turmeric, but I don't actually do any of that. I just simply do the ground beef, the peas and the potatoes and some just regular general seasoning. Oh, and it does call for beef broth also. So I cook that up and then we just serve that over white rice. So it's kind of like a bowl, you know, where you'd have like rice and then like the beef, pea, potato mixture over top of it. So that is for Friday. So that is it for this week's meal plan. Don't forget you can find you can find this entire meal plan, which will also include links to any specific recipes that I mentioned, on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And by the way, I know I always ask this at the end of the episode, But if you could please, please, please leave me a review, I would really appreciate it. I haven't gotten a review in a while, and the reviews are just super helpful to help me grow this show, and I'm trying really hard to do that. But if you have just a minute, if you could just leave a quick little review or a star rating, I would appreciate it so much. Because it has been a while, and I would really, really like if someone wouldn't mind taking a minute and going on there and leaving a review. So that's it. Thank you so much for checking out this episode today, and I will see you here next Wednesday. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode, and don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.